Well, this here song was written by my sister-in-law about her no-good husband. Yeah, you figured right, that'd be my brother. Well, he's shaped up since this song was written, but I think a man could learn a lot from a story like this. So listen close to what she says here in this song, and maybe you can keep from getting thrown out of your trailer. Well, Monday you said you'd cook dinner, but you swung by KFC. Well, you may be good looking, but the Colonel's chicken don't count for cooking with me. But I got over that, cause I did not want you to think of me as a whiner. But could you please not leave your greasy napkins wadded up on the floor by the Lazy Boy recliner? And Tuesday when you got home from work, you said you had a surprise for me. So I closed my eyes and I sure was surprised when you handed me a lamp you'd obviously found on the side of the street. You know, some people live like kings and some people live like monks. It feels like we live in a flea market cause you bring home so much junk. You piled up so much garbage, now I can't even see the carpet. Looks like we're doing some kind of research for the sanitation department. I asked you to clean up that stuff, but you just wouldn't listen. You turned the TV volume up, so I came to a decision. And there ain't been no trash in my trailer since I threw you out last Saturday night. There ain't been no trash in my trailer since I threw you out last Saturday night. Wednesday I was shocked when you said you wanted to use the broom, but you just used it to prop up the hood of your car, and then you took apart the engine and left pieces all over the living room. Thursday you went out dumpster diving after you'd had a beer or six, and you found a dirty beat up old air conditioner, and you said it was nothing a little duct tape wouldn't fix. And then you left it right on the kitchen table, thank you very much. And Friday, oh Friday, you told me you'd get things clean, and you picked it all up, and then you cleaned the trailer till every surface gleamed. And then Ed McMahon came to the door with a big check made out just for me, and then pink flamingos crawled out of his nose. Then my foot turned into a block of cheese, and when I woke up from that ridiculous dream, there were now two air conditioners on the kitchen table, and it made me want to scream. You know, some people live like kings, and some people live like monks. Feels like we live in an air conditioning store now, cause you bring home so much junk. You piled up so much garbage, now I can't even see the carpet. It looks like we're doing some kind of research for the sanitation department. I asked you to clean up that stuff, but you just wouldn't listen. You turned the TV volume up, so I came to a decision, and there ain't been no trash in my trailer since I threw you out last Saturday night. There ain't been no trash in my trailer since I threw you out last Saturday night. Since I threw you out last Saturday night.